Obama already won Iran. Trump blew it up to lose it worse. There's a meme going around showing Trump criticizing Obama for everything. Executive orders, golf, pandemic deaths, and then doing each one worse himself. Golf, Obama played 113 rounds, Trump played 428. Executive orders, Obama signed 147 in one term, Trump signed 220. 12,000 Americans died from H1N1 under Obama. 400,000 died from COVID under Trump, after Trump called Obama's response a disaster. Historians rank Trump dead last among all presidents. Obama sits comfortably in the top third. The meme is real. Every number checks out. But the Iran case is where the pattern stopped being an embarrassment and started being a catastrophe. Obama's nuclear deal, the JCPOA, pushed Iran's breakout time to 12 months. Iran shipped 98% of its enriched uranium to Russia. The remaining stockpile was capped at reactor grade. Centrifuges were cut by two-thirds. IAEA inspectors had access around the clock. The IAEA issued 11 consecutive compliance reports. Trump's own defense secretary, his own Joint Chiefs chairman, and his own secretary of state all said the deal was working. Trump tore it up in 2018. Called it the worst deal ever. Promised something better. No replacement followed. Iran waited a year, then started walking every restriction back. By 2021 they were enriching to 60%, a level no peaceful nuclear program needs. By January 2023, particles at 83.7% enrichment were found at Fordow. Weapons grade is 90. By mid-2024, Secretary of State Blinken saw Iran was 1 to 2 weeks from a bomb. Under the JCPOA it was 12 months. In June 2025, the US and Israel bombed Fordow, Natanz, and Isfahan. Trump said Iran's nuclear program was totally obliterated. The DIA said the setback was months. The uranium stockpile had already been moved. In February 2026, Operation Epic Fury killed Iran's supreme leader and most of its government. A school in Minab was hit. About 165 children died. Iran has now struck U.S. forces in 9 countries. Brent crude is above $95. The ceasefire expires in 2 days. And the demands Trump is now trying to extract at gunpoint, cap enrichment, remove stockpile, shut down Fordow, restore IAEA access, every single one was already on paper in 2015. Obama got them with a signature. Trump destroyed them, failed to replace them, bombed the country, killed its leader, and still can't get back to where we started. The clock does not reset. That is the permanent cost. Because it had Obama's name on it.